This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Talking about the disastrous situation with the Philadelphia 76ers and Joel Embiid, who I do not believe will play again this season. They haven't said that. It was funny yesterday.
Well, I tell you, that game Saturday with the parlay, man, seriously. I mean, I needed him to get to 20, and we don't play him in the fourth quarter at all.
Well, I mean, they made the comeback without him.
Does Nick Nurse not realize what we're doing out here?
It always just benched him.
He didn't talk to media after the game.
Man, yeah. Nick Nurse not know what we're doing out here, man?
It was funny. Yesterday, the injury report came out for the Sixers for tonight's game against the Bulls.
Yeah.
And he was listed as doubtful. And 2 hours later, Shams puts out a tweet. He's like, hey, they're looking for, they're going to regroup on Joel Embiid. Just shows you from a communication standpoint, how that
changes by the hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Well, they usually didn't know if he was playing up until 40 minutes before the game. I mean, this has been for 7 years at this point. So A.J. Brown has been doing a podcast tour, and he was on Million Dollars Worth of Game. That is Gilly's podcast, and that released Sunday
yesterday.
Night.
Yesterday, yep.
And they had a good time on that pod, I would say.
Oh, I bet they did.
Dude, it's funny. I think Gilly has the Eagles back more than AJ does. You know, anytime AJ would answer a question that wasn't to Gilly's liking, Gilly would be like, but you know that. It was very funny. So
it's worth checking out.
Yes, it is worth listening to. I mean, he doesn't need our help with his listeners, right. I think, but definitely worth checking out. So AJ talked about a bunch of stuff. He did talk about his relationship with Jalen Hurts, and here's what he had to say.
The media always want to put out there,
that's
like
Gilly.
You and Jalen got problems. Mm-hmm. Like it's an issue.
Yeah.
Like it's a. When they ask you what you think we need to get better at, you said passing.
Mm-hmm.
You could have been talking about the whole offense.
Bill.
You could have just been talking about. But they make it seem like you and Jalen got issues. But
yeah.
All y'all do is win and go to Super Bowls and win Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'll be sitting up here lying and tell you that if we never had any issues, like you know. We two guys, two alphas who wants to be the best and demand greatness from each other and everyone around us. So some reports are true, some reports aren't true. But me and him good, man. And, you know, we just want to be great. And like I said, we push each other and you know, sometimes, you know, we bump heads. But, you know, that's normal, you know. And don't nobody sweat it.
You know? But let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in a locker room? Where players didn't bump heads, players
push each other, right? You know, that's what I'm saying. It's so normal, but you know, I think from the history of this team and what like with McNabb and T.O., everything is magnified times 10.
So there you go. Some reports were true, some reports weren't.
That was an awesome answer right there from AJ. I mean, seriously, that was an awesome answer right there from AJ because it was truthful.
Right.
Some reports are true, some aren't true, right? I guess some things that, and I'm not saying us, because there's so much media out there, and when you're as good as the Eagles are, and you have two high-profile players like Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, media coverage comes from all types of angles in today's society. It's not just us, and it's not just local media. It's national media. Stuff gets said, and the national media is going to run with their own narratives. And the further you are away from the city of Philadelphia, usually this truth can get distorted a little bit more. If anything, we're closer to the situation. Yeah, we try to be as accurate as possible.
I think we say stuff that isn't a big deal that sometimes when it hits national media, they say it is.
It gets blown out of proportion. He didn't say anything that we haven't said. No one said, despite the anniversary of the hypothetical trade, like, no one's been trying to get rid of anybody. The Eagles haven't thought about getting rid of A.J. Brown. The Eagles aren't listening to what we're discussing from the outside and making decisions on their roster based on stuff that's being discussed from the outside. What the Eagles try to do, which I don't blame them, because their job is to pour water on a lot of this so it doesn't fester and grow into something else, right? I've never been contacted by anyone down there about anything I've talked about on the air as if it was false or being made up.
And you've talked about a lot.
And I've talked about it all.
Yeah, right, right.
And I've talked about it all. And from time to time, I'm still down there. So it's not like I'm ducking anybody. And my phone number is there. Howie has my number. Like, I'm an Eagle. So when guys like myself or Hugh or even John Ritchie or even a Seth Joyner, guys that you hear in the media, Barrett Brooks, who's also close with the situation down there, like, when we start talking about stuff and giving our opinion on stuff that are matters of the team, we're usually giving you our honest and truthful perspective. We're not embellishing anything. We're not making something up. We're not fabricating anything, because ultimately we try to protect the brand and protect the Eagles, right? So when he says some things are true and some things aren't, now we're here to deduce, well, what's true and what's not.
Right.
And you as a fan, because a lot of fans want to bury their head in the sand and don't want to face that reality, you take everything as being false. All you guys just making stuff up, just the media making stuff up. Even when the player on the team says it out of his mouth, it's still WIP's fault.
It was funny when we had Jay Glazer on at the at the Super Bowl.
That was another great interview, right?
Yeah,
there.
And we were talking to him, and we said, well, BG said on Instagram that you actually didn't go to Jalen Hurts. He was like, I called BG. BG was lying. It's like, Jalen was lying, AJ was lying, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, you consider the source
Jay
sometimes.
He didn't back off anything he said.
One second.
Anything he said.
Yes.
Now, he didn't take it and make it a personal issue with those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He just basically said, well, what else are they going to say? I stick by what I said. I know what I reported, and I reported facts.
That's the thing about AJ usually is what gets him into trouble is the fact that
he is pretty honest,
all the time. I've never heard AJ Brown say something and go, oh, that's a lie.
Yeah.
Ever. Honestly. Yeah. If he says it, I usually think that's exactly how he feels.
Well, at least from his perspective.
Yes, how he feels.
One of the most obvious examples of that was when he said about Nick last year after the Seattle thing. And he's like, we made Nick look like an idiot.
Yes.
No, you're absolutely right.
Oh, when they changed the play.
Like, no, that was on us. We changed the play.
Yeah.
He's great, man.
Coach up here lying for us. He's not sugarcoating it. And he's letting you know at times I get frustrated with Jalen.
So there was
Jalen may get frustrated with him.
Yeah, some of the reports are true.
And let me just say this, and I'll let you go, Spike.
No.
Being in the locker room, he's right. There are dust-ups. It happens. And because players who are used to being in that sort of environment, we've been having dust-ups with teammates since high school. It happens.
And there's
it happens, high school, college. Don't mean we don't love each other. Now, there are some that get personal, what have you, but the majority of them aren't necessarily that deep and that personal. It's normally in the moment, and if you talk about it and get over it, you usually move past it.
Well, and what we found from BG is that they weren't talking about it and moving past it. And the other thing is, when it's the star quarterback and the star wide receiver, it's going to be a bigger deal than if, you know, Devin White and Cam Jurgens yelled at each other in the locker room.
And here's another thing he was absolutely right about. Yeah, we got PTSD from T.O. and Donovan.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, you know why? Because we know how great they could have been, and we spent 20 years imagining what they could have been had they just gotten along. So, yes, when it looks like the star receiver and the star quarterback, these two of this caliber aren't on the same page, yes, you're going to get some fans that get nervous. You're going to get medias who antennas come out and say, hold on, is this something bigger than what it is? Should we be paying a little closer attention? But nobody's creating anything. Nobody's starting anything. Nobody's gaslighting anybody. We react to what is put out there. And if you leave it for interpretation, then you can't get upset when people don't interpret the way you intended it for. So when he says passing, instead of going in depth about what he meant, this and any other, when then don't get mad when everybody is like, oh, AJ's mad about the passing game.
Right. It's usually with AJ, it's not us guessing, but I bet AJ's mad because he's not getting the ball.
Right.
It's because AJ said he's mad because he's not getting the ball. I don't know.
Yeah, like that's what it is. Like, and if they are okay with it, and it sounds like AJ is like, yeah, it happens from time to time. And he's used that term, we're gonna hold each other accountable. We're both alpha males. He's not telling you that it ain't gonna happen again.
I'm sure it will.
That's what he's basically saying. Like from time to time, that's gonna happen.
He also talked, speaking of his honesty, mm-hmm. So Kelly asked him about the team being underdogs and not respected. Here's what AJ said.
No, but see, I like when we got that underdog mentality. Philly
listen,
only
though,
win.
I understand it. We not underdogs, man.
Yes, right. We is. We always listen, underdogs.
Listen. No. I don't know. They just listen, won a championship. I'm going to keep it a bug with you. I don't know why even Jalen be up there saying he counted out, he doubted it. Man, we ain't doubted. Ain't listen, we went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. Then the next year we started off 10-1, and then we lost it in. Now we just won a Super Bowl, but we are not no underdogs.
No. See, like, but you gotta understand
but
this too.
We have an all-star team, bro.
But you gotta understand this too.
We not no underdogs.
He not would, letting it go. Like, yeah, no, not underdogs, bro.
Gilly was trying to get him there. Like he did a lot, and he just like, nah, we're not. They're again honesty. Like they are. Huge stars everywhere. They were in the Super Bowl 2 years ago. It's not even like they were disrespected in the line. Like
it was a 1 point line.
Yeah, it was a 1 point line.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And everybody said, yeah, this team going for the third straight championship. This basically even.
Toss up, yep. Yeah. Basically pick them. Yeah, AJ is. It's good.
He's the best. AJ, if you want to come back for 4 hours, we would love to have you in there. Now, this is the one-year anniversary of AJ Brown calling into the WIP afternoon show.
Yep.
Now, as it goes, the context of this, there's a few things, right?
Sure.
It hit the offseason, and AJ, a couple of times on podcast, was actually asked about being traded, I think.
Can I give a backstory here?
Okay, go ahead.
As the leader of this ship, all right?
Whoa.
I said ship.
I'm talking about leader.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that was your issue. Now I want to make sure. So... he didn't go to Tampa. You know, that was a red flag.
Yeah.
You know?
For the playoff game.
For the playoff game. Seemed like, you know, could be unhappy. So it was a simple trade of him for Patrick Surtain. And then he started getting asked about being traded. So really, a hypothetical trade turned into a real trade rumor that he was asked like the next day on
Kay Adams'
show.
Right.
Yeah, it turned into a meltdown.
And to be clear, your thing was, would you?
Yes,
it wasn't, is it a rumor? It
That's
was,
what I'm saying. Even
would
when you,
you
said that, I'm like, it wasn't a trade rumor.
No, it was just.
And by the way, Pat Surtain, first team All-Pro.
Right.
And defensive player of the year.
Yes.
Would rather have AJ. Well, I'm just letting everyone know, Surtain's also a good player.
So then, the next step.
Surtain or Devontae?
So we were, I think I was in the studio for it, and we were somehow.
Sitting right there.
Yeah, we were talking about AJ, because I wasn't on the show yet, but I was here that day for one reason.
You were ringing a bell that night.
That's what it was. I was ringing the bell. There. I remember it. So I was here, and we were talking about that. And then also, I think my dad had made some comment about WIP, you know, starting stuff.
Yep.
And I was critical of AJ, but there was a moment where I said about my dad, WIP, you shouldn't criticize us. WIP gave you everything you had, your cars, your house. So that clip somehow made it to AJ Brown of me talking about my dad. AJ Brown tweets out the clip as if I'm talking about him.
Yes.
And then Darius Slay also chimed in on that.
Yeah.
So that all ended up with, did he DM us saying he would come on? How did
he first tweeted the station.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. Then he DM.
So we were at the game. It was a Tuesday.
Yes, we were at the game.
So we didn't even realize that this had become a thing.
No, I didn't until much later that night, because we had a post-game thing at the Stateside Bar in Fishtown or whatever. So and then it became this huge thing. So
and then we didn't know if AJ really said he was coming on. Like, we didn't know if to believe it or not.
Because around this time, if you remember, he was also hacked, quote unquote.
He was hacked.
He was hacked.
which
found out he wasn't hacked.
The whole time wasn't hacked. Yeah. That wasn't written about. real journalism on that interview.
But why was he hacked, though? So what? He had put some on Instagram?
No, it was Twitter. I think it was Twitter.
It was all Twitter.
So, I mean...
He said he was hacked before he started tweeting. He said he got his account back to tweet at us saying, can I come on?
Okay. Yeah. I thought something got tweeted out.
I forget what was tweeted out that he said was hacked. But
right.
And then the one thing that we don't have a recording of that I would pay so much money to get a recording of is Buzz trying to verify that it was AJ Brown on the phone and making him FaceTime him.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, did Buzz communicate that AJ Brown was annoyed at this process or?
Well, no, because we were on the air in the middle of a segment.
Okay.
While he was trying to grill AJ Brown about if it was actually AJ Brown.
Okay.
Well, how about I didn't believe he was calling until he called.
Well, I spoke to...
I didn't even believe he was calling until he actually called.
So earlier that day, when it was announced that
it was a Thursday. It wasn't a Tuesday.
No, you were...
Because we were chickies the next day.
Okay, right. So I would talk to Jack before the show. When it was announced I was going to do the show, but Jack was doing it, I would talk to Jack. What would we talk about? Like 11 in the morning, most days.
Every day,
and I would take a walk, and I would talk to Jack about the show. And I said, hey, are you prepared if AJ calls today with questions? And he's just like, he's not going to call.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was hoping.
Yes.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's trying to will it into existence.
So here was what the... So AJ Brown called, and here is what the beginning of that call sounded like.
Oh, that's so bad. Well, he has called in, Ike. We are lucky to be joined by Eagles star receiver AJ Brown. AJ, how's it going? It's Jack Fritz, Ike Reese here on WIP.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up, AJ?
What's up?
All right, so there's been a lot that's been discussed, I guess, about you and what have you. And honestly, I woke up this morning and was surprised about all the stuff about you potentially coming on today. But we're excited, man, to have you potentially clear up a lot of stuff that's been out there. First of all, is there anything that you particularly want to clear up and that you have to say?
No, I don't have anything to clear up. You know, I'm going to talk to you guys and answer whatever question you want to answer. Okay. You need answer, but I'm going to give you guys like 10 minutes, and after that, then it is what it is.
Ended up being 20 minutes, by the way.
Yeah. And then the most famous part of the interview, and, you know, Ike, you pretty much QB'd the interview from there.
Wow.
Took the bull by the horn?
Yes. Jack's voice sounds about 3 octaves higher than it normally sounds.
Hey, let me just say this. Pretty professional intro there, though.
It was.
Ike Reese and Jack Fritz.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
said his name first.
I always do.
Okay. So then here is, though the interview was interesting, we should repost. We should put it in our podcast feed or whatever.
We shouldn't.
Yeah, we're going to put it on YouTube.
Put it on YouTube.
By the way, I think it's still our most viewed YouTube video.
And it's just, there's not even video
there's
of
no
it.
Video. It's AJ talking,
Here is the moment that we will always remember about that call.
I'm curious, Kellen Moore, new offensive coordinator, has he reached out, and how are you excited to work with Kellen Moore, and what do you think he can kind of bring to this offense?
Yeah, I'm very excited to work with him. I've talked to him a couple times, but we're not talking about that. You guys want to talk about what happened, so let's talk about what happened. I'm going to clear this up, and I'm going to move on. Let's do it.
Oh, man. He almost got tricked into answering. He started to answer. Maybe he was getting... That was toward the end of the
middle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
All I remember is I was just like, Don't let this go viral, man. Like, I don't want this to go viral.
You didn't want it to go viral?
In my head, I'm saying, I don't want he and I to go viral going back and forth
right.
on the air. Like, that's what I didn't want to happen.
Was that the only question Jack asked?
I believe so.
Well, no, I mixed in a couple others.
Okay.
To be honest, I blacked out most of the interview. I don't really remember it, but I worked some other ones in there. I had to let him know I was there, too.
I just remember he was hot.
He was hot.
And I was like, just calm him down, man. Just try to calm him down just so we can get through this peacefully.
But I think like, he's talked after the season. It sounds like he gets it better now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that was his first sort of foray into the negative side of being here. Like, he had seen nothing but the positive side of being here. His first year here, they went to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So he just had to experience the end of the season, and I don't think he had been – since he had been here, he had only been celebrated for the most part. And it wasn't as if he was being crucified, but he was – people didn't know where he was as far as whether – did he want to be here? Was he unhappy? Like, what's going on? Because he had given us a couple cryptic answers. And you know how we are. If you leave something there to open for interpretation.
Well, because remember at the end of the year, he was like, I'm not going to say anything if it's not nice.
Yeah.
Don't say anything if it's not nice, whatever. Yeah. Like, he was just being odd towards
yeah.
the end.
Like, yeah. Well,
he hadn't talked for three weeks.
He didn't speak at the end of the season, exit interviews, I don't believe. So, I mean, it was, and let's be honest, the temperature around the team was so hot.
So hot.
Because of the way that the season ended, it's just what it was. It's what it was.
The only time I can remember the temperature around the team being as hot was the end of Andy during the who was the defensive lineman, the defensive end?
Oh, Juan.
Yeah, no, Jason Babin criticizing the fans.
Yes. With Jim Washburn.
Yeah, yeah. And we had turned on them.
Yeah.
And they were, it was pretty.
The end of the Dream Team was bad.
Was really, really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a moment. What a moment, the WIP Afternoon Show. Jack, did you ask him if he would trade himself for Patrick Surtain?
Did not.
Okay.
I wish I knew what my other questions were.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen to it, Jack. And he talked to Gilly. You mentioned that he's come a long way on that.
Yeah.
In the podcast with Gilly, Gilly starts saying, well, you know, people make things up and blah, blah, blah. And AJ actually said, they're just doing their job.
Yeah, right.
Journalists are doing their job. They're talking about it. They're doing what gets most reaction, blah, blah,
there
blah, blah,
go.
Blah. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. It actually seems when he gets mad, he's getting mad at
National.
Or even fans tweeting at him as opposed to media, it seems.
Well, that's the funny thing. Because that's usually what it is.
It's usually fans.
Like, no media member is usually tweeting at him.
At him? No.
Right.
No.
Yeah, no, nobody's tweeting at him.
215-592-9494. We will get back into the Joel Embiid, Daryl Morey situation next. And we are going to Clearwater next week. So, you know, things happening.
Baseball time?
In Clearwater. Maybe a little High Hopes Jackie baseball report. You got it ready in there?
Man, Ike was locked into some spring training ball yesterday.
Were you? No. Okay.
Well, it definitely was on TV.
It was on TV. It was on the radio as well, right?
Yeah.
On WIP. On the weekends, you can hear it. All right. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.